of the highly rated, award-winning, very profitable Mike McFeely Outdoors Show kicks off here on KFGO. And we're going to catch up with a stranger. This guy, I have not talked with this man in what seems like months on end because I've been traveling to all corners of our great nation and he's been traveling to all corners of other great nations. And so I want to welcome back to the program Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats. And Jeff's appearances on the program each and every week are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Jeff Katzer, who are you and how are you?
Hola, senor. Hola, senoritas. Yes, right. We were down. I took a 12-day leave of absence because, quite frankly, I deserved it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You know what? I'm not originally from North Dakota, but the weather up here this year was pretty brutal on old Jeffrey. But you know what? I'm not complaining. It's pretty cool. But Cabo San Lucas was much gooder. Very, very gooder.
But now I saw photos on Facebook, and you are true to your word because when we've talked before about what you do on vacation, you were fishing. You fish for 250 days a year for your job, and then you go down on vacation or a leave of absence, as you deemed it, and you fish down there too? What are you, nuts or what?
Oh, I fish. Therefore, I am.
Yeah.
You know what? That was really cool. Did you see the thing with the sea lion?
No, I missed that.
We went out in big boats and little boats and, you know, 22-foot pangas that are about the size of my Warrior walleye boat is about 21 feet long and just a little bit bigger, and they're taking these things out on the ocean about 7-8 miles. And we're coming into the harbors, and these sea lions, I mean, there's a little bit of begging that goes on in Mexico from land and now into the water. These sea lions, we had a 60 Yamaha outboard on the back of a panga. Go on my Facebook and share this thing. It blows my mind. The thing comes up, it's like 300 pounds plus. It's a huge sea lion. It don't look like it in the thing, but it came right up next to the prop. We're doing like 8 miles an hour.
Really?
And it pokes his head up right next to the engine, begging for something to eat. And it swam next to us for, and it seemed like an eternity, but a good minute or two. And finally, the capitan gave him what I call a minnow, which is about a 20-inch walleye-sized deal, threw that at him, and he took off. And the thing is absolutely, I mean, it blew my mind. We're talking a fraction of an inch away from a moving prop going about 8 to 10 miles an hour, and this sea lion's just hanging there like, hey, dude, about something here, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. So did you get some pictures of this? Because like I said, I missed it on Facebook. So if people go to your Facebook page, Jeff Katzer, K-A-T-Z-E-R, they'll see some of this?
You bet. Yeah, that. And there's a couple of us Jeff Katzers out there. I didn't realize that. I am the only one, of course, that you want to deal with, but I'm holding the walleye up. If you can't get hold of me on mine, go through McFeely's friends and pick me up on that. But yeah, it was on there. I'm going to repost it again, and I'm going to send it to you because it was absolutely
cool.
Mind-blowing to me. And, you know, they jump up on the back. Like, we had a 120-pound blue marlin that we caught, about a 9-footer. And we put that on that, you know, that back rack that they have on the big boats?
Yeah.
Like a platform? Well, that's where we put it. Well, the sea lions jump up on top of the fish.
Oh,
and
geez.
They're sitting there like, hey, you got something in there for me? And it just was amazing. You know, you don't see that stuff ever. And that really blew my mind and how blue the water is. I go to the guy and go, hey, how deep are we fishing right now? And he looks at his thing and he, like, does the equation. 10,250 feet.
What?
Yeah, that's
huh?
where we were.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now give us the quick report. You mentioned the big marlin that you caught. What else did you catch and how big were they? And did you eat them? Did you keep them? What's the story there? I've not been to Cabo San Lucas. I've not fished in the Gulf or in the Pacific Ocean or any place else. So give us the report.
Hey, next year you're going with me. Here's what we did.
I'm sure your wife. I'm sure April's on board with that. Well, I'll let her know when I'm up at Woodland here soon.
Oh no,
okay?
No, it's a good time. We'd like to take a bunch of people because it is just this fun. We caught we boated one 120-pound marlin. Probably had five other ones on, but they're pretty crazy. They're like a smallmouth bass on steroids. You hook into them and they're in the air more than they are the water. Caught a couple mighty, which are dorado. They're the dolphin, but with the square head. Real pretty green and blue color. They're probably 30 to 40 pounds. Then we caught some trigger fish and then a rooster fish.
Oh,
and the rooster fish is like, it looks just like a great big drum, okay? The freshwater drum.
Yes.
But it's got like, it looks like a pheasant feather or three that come right out of the top of his head.
Oh.
They're very pretty fish. They're not good eating, but the mahi-mahi, that is like the fish to be eating down there. And we didn't know what to do, so we just give it to the captain, and he sells it once we hit land.
Sure.
Well, the restaurant we ate in said, "Where's your catch? We cooked the fish for you, $5 a piece." I'm like, ah. Well, now I know for next year. I've gone here three times, and it's by far, I think, one of the best places to go if you want to fish. We even had whales that jumped probably within 150 yards of our boat. A humpback whale. You don't see that every day on Devil's Lake.
No, and I hope you wouldn't, because that would be a very big news story if you saw a humpback whale jump on Devil's Lake.
Yeah, I'll call you. You can do. You can report on that. But no, it was way cool. We got to see, Madonna's house is right there in Cabo, right? It actually hangs off of about a 300-foot drop. And Britney Spears' house is right next to hers. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Jeez, you're hanging out with all the, or at least in their neighborhood, you're hanging out in the neighborhood of all the pop icons of the world, Madonna and Britney Spears.
I know. And then there's just Jeff Katzer. Next year, we're bringing binoculars. We want to look in the house.
Just go knock on the door. They wouldn't mind. Hey.
No.
Hey, Madonna, what's up? I'm Katzer, Devil's Lake. I'm on KFGO every week, a couple times a week. Can I come in and look around?
You want to do a little shtick with me and McFeely on the KFGO?
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am, Madonna? Come on. Material girl.
It was really cool. You know what? If somebody's looking to go on a trip, I don't mean to turn this into an infomercial, that is the safest place I've been to. I've been to a lot of places down there.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Vallarta was good. The fishing wasn't as good. We only went 2 days versus five. But the fishing here out of Cabo, everything is safe. Everything is clean. Nobody heckles you. Cruise ships in and out. We got remarried on the beach, April and I. I've been married 20 years to this beautiful woman.
Wow. Remarried on the beach. Look at you.
And I had the Catholic priest put in the vows that I get a new gun every year for as long as we shall live. And she didn't know what was coming. It completely blindsided her. You know, she's all emotional. Where do you take Jeff Katzer to be your husband again? And all this stuff, you know. So now that I'm on my second marriage, I get a new gun every year. This wife is much cooler.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you just to confirm. She did say I do the second time, right? She didn't.
I think she just said I did.
Perfect.
Yes, everything was way cool.
Excellent.
It was a good time. It was good to get away, get sunburned, and catch fish and get remarried.
Excellent. Okay, we need to take a break here, and we'll wrap things up next. Let's talk about what's happening in North Dakota and in Devil's Lake. I'm wondering, and I know listeners are too, Jeff, whether there is open water. My guess is that all of the ice isn't off Devil's Lake yet, and that may be another week or so before, or 10 days before that happens. But just knowing that the way the weather's been, we got a little bit of rain this week, there might be some spots of open water. So we'll check back with Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and most important, or very important, Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. That's next on Mike McFeely Outdoors.
And she thinks we're just fishing.